Pope Francis created 19 new cardinals on Saturday, the feast of the chair of St. Peter the Apostle.
Os venerabiles fratres creamos e solemniter enunciamos Sante Romane Ecclesiae Cardinalis. Petrum Parolin, Laurentium Valdiseri, Gerardum Ludovico Müller, Beniaminum Stella, Vincentius Gerardum Nichols, Leopoldum Josepum Brenne Solorzano, Geraldum Ciprianum Lacroix, Ioannem Petrum Cutua, Oranum Ioannem Tempesta, Valterum Bassetti, Marium Aurelium Poli, Andream Geom So Jung, Ricardum Ezzati Andrello, Philippum Nacelentuba Ovedrago, Orlandum Quevedo, Shibli Langua, Laurentium Franciscum Capovilla, Fernandum Sebastian Aguilar, Kelvin Eduardum Felix.
The newly created cardinals received the insignia of their office, the red beretta and the cardinal's ring, in a streamlined ceremony conducted entirely in Latin.
Laudem omnipotentis Dei et apostolici sedis ornamentum, accipite virretum rubrum, cardinalatus dignitatis insigne, per quod significator
18 of the new princes of the church were present, while Cardinal Loris Capovilla, the 98-year-old former secretary to Blessed John XXIII and Archbishop Emeritus of Chieti Vasto in Italy, was created in absentia. A very special surprise guest was on hand as well, Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, whom Pope Francis had invited to share in the occasion. The Pope and the Pope Emeritus embraced warmly before the ceremony began. In his allocution, Pope Francis encouraged the whole College of Cardinals to recognize their office as one of service and readiness for sacrifice.
La Chiesa ha bisogno del vostro coraggio.
The Church needs your courage to proclaim the gospel at all times, said Pope Francis, both in season and out of season, and to bear witness to the truth. The Holy Father went on to say, the Church needs your prayer for the progress of Christ's flock, reminding the cardinals that prayer, along with the proclamation of the word, is the primary task of the bishop, calling on the cardinals to pray especially for suffering peoples and to express with him their spiritual closeness to the ecclesial communities and to all Christians suffering from discrimination and persecution. He said, the Church needs us also to be peacemakers, building peace by our words, our hopes, and our prayers.
La Chiesa ha bisogno di noi anche affinché siamo uomini di pace e facciamo la pace con le nostre opere, i nostri desideri, le nostre preghiere.
Tomorrow, Sunday, February 23rd, Pope Francis shall celebrate Mass with the new cardinals in St. Peter's Basilica at 10 a.m. Rome time. I'm Chris Oltieri.